Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, add to, take away, contend, Jude 3 and 4, whatever your little heart desires. We are here. We're broadcasting into 157 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show across the nation. And across Genesis Communication Networks, we are number one and number two on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. Only you can do that. P.S., we're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. So, with that up, and we are up to par, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I got some things I want to show you. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. So on and so forth. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Oh, my goodness, do we have much to cover here, friends. We're going to be talking about the apostate church and government illegally making a prey of, well, you probably already know. We'll get to that in just a moment. I wanted to highlight something from yesterday on social media platforms. I did a post on social media platforms, and it said this. It said, "We shall have no real hope to survive the enemies arranged against us until we hang the traitors lurking among us." And it has a picture of course, a Minuteman, one of those that were a part of the Colonial Army, fighting off the British across the sea. And for some reason or another, it was applicable when they wrote the Declaration of Independence during the War of Independence, and now it seems to be something that goes against community standards. Well, I want to show you something, folks, because this is not an act of insurrection on the behalf of Bradley Dean. This isn't even dissent, folks. This is Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty holding to the law that exposes the criminals for who they are. Again, I posted, "We shall have no real hope to survive the enemies arranged against us until we hang the traitors lurking among us." What else is there to deter the crime if not the law? Now, I want to show you something, because in Article 3, Section 3, it talks about aiding and abetting. That's an act of treason. And when you go to 18 U.S. Code, 2381, 18 U.S. code 2381. I'm going to Legal Information Institute, the Cornwall Law School, and making reference to American law for all of you uneducated out there. This is how you bring to justice traitors amongst us. It's interesting because it aligns with the post that I posted that was against the community standards on that of a social media platform. Your post didn't follow our community standards. Wait a second. Again, it only proves the point that they're subversive to American justice. What guards our liberties, Americans? Justice. You can't have justice until you know the law, and you are the law, and you bring the law down upon the heads of lawbreakers. So let's go over again to 18 U.S. Code. This is American law concerning treason, 2381. Again, concerning treason. What is the consequence of treason in America? Whoever owning allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies. This is what you see in American government today on so many different levels, okay? Levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Oh, my goodness, did it really say that? It did say that. It says those that commit the act of treason, those that are guilty of the act of treason in aiding or abetting or giving comfort within the United States of America to their enemies is guilty of treason, and those that are guilty of treason shall suffer death. Or they shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under this title, but not less than 10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States Constitution. Hey, Americans, did you hear that? Did you hear what I just got done stating? I just made reference to the law that commits or is the consequence of those that commit the act of treason in the United States of America. Now, lawfully, I would ask the question concerning law enforcement in America. I think you're turned the wrong way when you're attacking the innocent, because those that are committing the act of treason, those are the ones that are incumbent on so many different levels, and they're doing this unabashedly. It's not like they're hiding who they are. Listen, in the state of Minnesota, we have an arrogant point man who is planted, who's from Nebraska, who's the governor, who committed the act of treason against the people in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people, for over 2.5 years concerning his unconstitutional executive orders. And he has the audacity to rerun for the position of the governor, all the while the people in the state of Minnesota know of his crimes concerning treason against them. He never had the constitutional authority to do it, but he did it anyways. And now he has the audacity to turn around and spit in the face of the people in the state of Minnesota and say, I want to rerun again. You know what he's rerunning his campaign on, friends? That he's going to give women the right to continuously murder their baby. You have the same thing happening in the state of Michigan. Folks, their whole campaign language is, hey, listen, we're here to give you all of the rights when it comes to abortion. In the face of what? The U.S. Constitution that doesn't give them the right, nor is there any constitutional provision whatsoever in any founding document to give the government the right to do the wrong thing, or give them the right to murder innocent babies in the womb. Remember what Scalia said before he passed on? He said, there's no constitutional provision for abortion anywhere in the Constitution. Absolutely there's not. And furthermore, it's interesting to note, when you read the Declaration of Independence, what we have been given rights unto us by our Father in Heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what's interesting, Americans, and I want you to get this, especially the people in the state of Minnesota concerning Tim Walz, abortion is used for less than 3% of women for the woman's health or the baby's health. 93% of all abortions are for unwanted children. What do you think they're running on? We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I want you to think about what I was just talking about during the first segment. We have governors in the states united that are running on, we're still going to give you the right to murder your baby at will. Less than 3% of what they're talking about is used to justify, again, what they're attempting to talk about, which you can't justify. What am I talking about? 93% of all abortions that are committed are for unwanted children. They all the well know what they're running on, friends. It's blood money. This is not a government. This is a cult, a death cult, is what this is. In the state of Minnesota, I just watched the debates between Scott Jensen, a doctor, okay, and Tim Walz, okay, a traitor to we the people as we know him. That's exactly what he is. That's his record, Americans. They want a 200 to 300% increase in illegals coming into the United States of America that mean to conquer the United States of America. And I'm talking about those from the Middle East. Okay, that's a fact. Look at Tim Walz's board in the state of Minnesota. It's what? He surrounds himself with those that are subversive to American government, to those that are treasonous to the American government. This is a fact. Going back to the topic of what I was highlighting concerning abortion, there is no constitutional provision for abortion anywhere in the Constitution. Zero. Just the opposite. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those rights come from God, not from the privileges of the state. Scott Jensen, because Deuteronomy 1:17 tells us not to be partial in judgment, must be called out for his constitutional illiteracy as well. To suggest during the debates that there is no way to undo abortion, he is, in essence, friends, sealing judgment upon the people of the state of Minnesota. And again, the opposite is true. And it's interesting for how many months, and perhaps even up to a year and a half, he was on the campaign trail telling everybody that he was going to run to be the governor of the state and he was going to do his best to put a stop to abortion. And then he comes out with a commercial promoting just the exact opposite, saying, let's deal with the issues that matter the most, as he's holding a baby in his hands. Hey, folks, they have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. This is Molech. There's no getting away from it. If it's true that 63 million babies have been aborted since 1973, I want you to keep this in mind. In the face of God, it's been done illegally, and the American people have been accomplices in the crimes of the few that illegally sanctioned in the first place. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, here, let me just show you really quick, and then we will move to the next point. I'm going to go over to Numbers 35, and I want you to hear this really quick, and I'm on verse 33. Listen carefully. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for the blood, it defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that has been shed therein, but by the blood of them or him that shed it. So to the degree that babies have been murdered, to the number that we've been told, true or not true, the Lord knows the difference. America, you will be judged according to every single drop of innocent blood that has been shed in the land. And now you have these that have the audacity, the brazen foreheads of wicked men advocating for murder, and that is their campaign slogan. You can't make it up. Hey, Americans, here, the burden of proof is on them. And for all those that are in Minnesota right now saying, Bradley, you got a little bungee in your drawers there, and you're a little jacked at me right now. Here, let me do this. Get Tim Walz on the radio. Get Scott Jensen. We've had him on the radio three times here. Okay? Get them on the radio and have them show me constitutionally the provision in which they're advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Have them show you. Have them show me. Because they're not going to find it. So what am I saying? The burden of proof is on them, not on you. The only thing they're doing is parroting what they're told to parrot. And furthermore, Scott Jensen will do anything to get into office. That's why he keeps going with every wind of doctrine. Ephesians 4:14. And the Bible tells us that we're to beware of such men. And here furthermore, Americans, and those in the state of Minnesota concerning Tim Walz and Scott Jensen, don't sit there and act like you only have two options. The two options that you have been given are the ones that the mainstream media is driving. There's several different options. And if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you still vote in evil. If you don't and you say you're just wasting your vote, no, you're not, because you're voting in the face of God and we're to have nothing to do with wicked men. 2 Chronicles 19:2, read it when you get a moment. Let's get to the point here concerning the main topic. The apostate church and treasonous Joe Biden, they are illegally making a prey of Americans' children. America's children. I'm here to tell you not everybody's looking the other way. See, what we have now today, friends, is we have the mainstream media using public opinion. Now, hang on a second. I want to get this quote because it's coming up to me right now. And I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln and how he talks about public opinion and how it's used to basically sway the voice of the people. Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter what the voice of the people have to say in the first place. Because we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, period. And we should all know that by now, Article 4, Section 4, okay? Abraham Lincoln said that public opinion is everything. He said, with public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. Okay, and then he talks about our government rests in public opinion. Okay, this is why the mainstream media, which is controlled by the CIA, is constantly promulgating lies and trying to set a narrative that is subversive to the American government. Okay, they're overthrowing your government. But this is happening because the people don't know their own founding documents, which is premised on the Word of God. Again, Abraham Lincoln said, our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Well, I'm here to tell you, going back to the point of abortion again one more time, folks, both Scott Jensen and Tim Walz, they're advocating that which is illegal. They're advocating for the murder of the innocent in the womb. And they're saying it's for the mother or the baby's health. Baloney. 93% of all abortions are done on women that don't want their children. So have them tell the truth. And if you're okay with their lies, then you're just as much of a hypocrite as they are. Romans 1:18. So let's get over to this. The apostate church and treasonous Joe Biden illegally making a prey of America's children. I want you to think about this. You have the said appointed, and we all know he's there illegally. We all know he's there by voter fraud. We all know that, right? What's interesting is when we sit there and we watch the President of the United States of America, let's just pretend for a split second here. We have an individual who, again, was kicked off the presidential campaign trail in 1988 for plagiarism. He's a liar. He's busted both him and his son for committing the act of treason with the country of Ukraine. He's voted in by nobody that we know of in this country. He's appointed to attack America. Then he uses the American military to defend himself from those that allegedly put him into office. We were told 80 million people, though we have films showing you that not even one person showed up on the presidential campaign for him or that whore Kamala Harris. And a whore she is, both naturally and spiritually. Don't get me wrong. 1 Corinthians 2:14, she is that. Okay? And now he's in office, he's surrounding himself with men that dress as women, advocating crimes against our children. I want you to think about that. Okay? And I want you to think about this, especially in the state of Minnesota today. Well, all the great men of our state are dressed up as orange Smurfs going around shooting Bambi. I'm not against hunting, friends, but I'm saying it's interesting what they take on in such dire times that we're in today. They want to be in-betweenites. There's no such thing. They want to grope for the middle way. No, we're in perilous times, friends, and we need to act accordingly and lay to the issues to our hearts, because if we fail to do so, we're going to be judged, and judged we are being. But we have a said president. They want to sell us that he's the President of the United States of America, and he's advocating that which is clearly condemning laws all over the United States of America. I want you to see this, and I'm going to play it right on the other side. This is coming from the individual. Let me add, too, since I have a couple seconds here. Joe Biden was also exposed quite a while back for having college roommates that came forward and said that Joe Biden prefers children over adults sexually. And when I show you this video, you'll understand exactly what they were talking about, because they prove the point, and so does Joey as to what he's advocating for. What I'm going to play for you on the other side of the break is unthinkable. And furthermore, what I want to get into your hearts is it's against the law. It's against the law. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania, hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. Biden is talking up his party's book, saying he plans to discuss high prices and record profits with big oil companies as the rest of us deal with high energy bills. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama caps a five-star tour aimed at stemming the party's losses in Tuesday's congressional elections with appearances in Pittsburgh alongside Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman before heading to Philadelphia, where he'll take the stage at Temple University with President Biden. North Korea has launched a series of missiles this week, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile, drawing condemnation from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and raising speculation it could be preparing to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, here we go, guys. I want to show you how this falls in line. First, the church, the moral compass of society. I'll get to that secondarily, but I want to go over to that of one that's been called out as a pedophile named Joe Biden. Right? We all know his past record, who he is. We know that he's not been voted in by the American people. I don't care what the FBI has to say. You know, as a matter of fact, if you want to look at it for what it is, lawfully, why don't you do your job and uphold the Constitution and begin to incarcerate these criminals? Because they're committing crimes against children, they're advocating crimes against children, and regardless of what you do, I'm still going to stand up for them, because not everybody's turning their back, rest assured. And we're talking about the apostate church and government illegally making a prey of children in this country. I want you to check this out.
Everyone's celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day. This is illegal, Americans. What all five people that he has around him and his criminal administration are celebrating this? No, this is how you allow a little leaven to leaven the whole lump. That's what Scripture talks about, the wickedness of these men and their doctrines. And Jesus warned us in Mark 8:15. He told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrines, and that's what we're highlighting right now. And then we'll get to the Pharisees and their doctrines and their leaven that we're to beware of as well in just a moment here. Check this out, folks.
To know that your president sees you.
Your president sees you.
Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are. Made in the image of God and deserving dignity.
And I want to tell you this too, folks. This is blasphemy, because what he's advocating for, God clearly condemns. Even to wear clothes as a woman on a man is an abomination. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. And we're not even talking about sodomy. I'm going to get to that in a moment because I'm going to put the law against everything they're advocating for because they're doing what they're doing to push public opinion in the face of the law that keeps us free. And they're preying on the children of America.
But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender
state laws. It's always, see, they're just, and they're always creating more victims, friends, more victims. And this happens when the people are ignorant of the fact that we are ruled by law and not by the opinions of men, such as this abomination that you're seeing right now on social media platforms.
It's simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills.
Hateful bills. Now listen to this. They're just trying to drive the narrative. Hateful bills. Hey, let me tell you what hate is, friends. Those that stand up against the very laws that keep us free. They're the ones that are doing the hating. They do not have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetuating the crimes against the children by lowering the law and making a prey out of the innocent. And why are they attacking the children? I can tell you right now, Satan has to use somebody to zero in on the children because it's the children that are the model of heaven. Right? Who else would he go for? But he's got to use people like these little minions here, John 8:44. This despicable abomination called a man.
In the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere.
This is how you weaken your military too, friends.
Today, we're announcing even more steps.
Look at this.
But there's always more work to do.
This is the said President of the United States of America attacking your law.
Girls of color. To ensure transgender seniors can aid.
They're driving all of this. Division.
Finally pass a bypass.
This is all coming from corrupt politicians in the mainstream media, friends.
Around the world, live free from discrimination.
They want to protect them. No, really, what they're saying, friends, again, is they're protecting themselves. Joe Biden's guilty of the crimes, friends, that he's trying to advocate for. This is what they're doing. And I'm going to get to more of that in just a moment, just to prove the point once again. What kind of people are these, what kind of abominable people and reprobates are these criminals creating? I'm going to show you in just a moment.
Be there with you. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child.
Parents of transgender children, no such thing.
Powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy.
Safe and healthy.
Any transgender American who's struggling, please know you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave. You belong.
He's a sick joker.
God bless you all.
God bless you all, folks. His prayer is a curse, and he's bringing it upon this nation if we allow him to have a free hand in doing the things that he's advocating for. Okay? Here, let me show you something really quick, and I'll just go to my state. This is all across the United States of America. Child molestation laws and penalties just in the state of Minnesota. Physical or mental injury is inflicted on a child other by accidental means or which can reasonably be explained. Okay. Also keep in mind, friends, sodomy, the act of homosexuality, sodomy, friends, is illegal in the United States of America. And for those in the state of Minnesota, I want you to know the laws are still in act. They're still there that condemn the crimes of those that are attacking you, saying that they're the victims. No, friends, I want to tell you what these people hate. They hate the law that exposes them to be the criminals that they are. And this is what I mean to do, is I mean to show you the law, because I'm sick and tired of the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that are worth nothing, Matthew 5:13, that sit there and give their praise to a bunch of women that are standing up and calling these men that dress up as women for what they are. Good for them. But one thing I continuously notice is no one's making reference to the laws that are being broken. Where are the police to arrest these individuals that demand an audience of children to go into a school library so they can dress up as women and dance for them and make them a prey? That is a crime in this country. Matter of fact, just this last week, I highlighted an individual in the church that called himself an evangelist, man ordained, not God ordained, man ordained, that is serving 1,008 years for over 28 counts of pedophilia, crimes against children, little boys that he was preying on. The very things that Joe Biden was advocating for, the very fruit is those that are actually doing the deed when it comes to making them a prey and molesting them and assailing them on so many different levels. This is why America's confused, because you don't even know the law. Daniel 9:7. It's against the law what they're doing. And I guarantee you it's against the law in every state. I mean, are we not going to get worked up about defending our children here, Americans? Are we not going to get worked up here concerning a bunch of men that want you to believe that they're women? Blaming God for the fact that they're male? No, God decided that, not you. And this shows you how rebellious that they are towards the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hence, what are they also rebels towards? Our system of government. Our government is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other, said John Adams. It's against the law. I want to make clear that you understand this is against the law. Now, let me show you concerning the next statutes concerning even that of engaging children in the state of Minnesota. It's a big no-no. 609.352, solicitation of children to engage in sexual conduct, communication of sexually explicit materials to children, is illegal. And yet nobody's making reference to the law. Everybody's just making fun of the men that are grown up that think or want you to believe, they want you to pretend with them that they're women, that demand an audience of children. Why? You know why. You know exactly why. And you have the said President of the United States of America advocating for this lifestyle. Isn't it his job to uphold the law, to maintain order, and to restrain men from sin, and to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous? Why, yes, that's his job, but that's not what he's doing. And why isn't he doing it? Because the people are not holding him to the law that he's supposed to uphold. Let me ask you something, folks. Why aren't you yelling? Let me ask you something, folks. Why aren't you laying it to your heart? Let me ask you something, folks. Why is it that you have not a care for the children in your own backyard concerning those that are making a prey out of them? Here, I want to show you another one. Another Office of the Reviser of Statutes concerning the act of sodomy is against the law. It's against the law. If this is in your school, it's against the law. If it's in your health books, it's against the law. This is applicable to every state in our union. And they have the audacity to make a prey out of your kids and then to sit back and play the victims. That's exactly what they're doing, in fact. And it all starts in the church. It all starts in the church. I want to show you what's happening in churches in America right now. This is very small, folks, right now. It needs to be stopped right now, and those that are advocating for these crimes against children need to be incarcerated for their crimes. Hey, folks, pedophiles are going to prison, big time. But yet you have the Bidens of the world advocating for these crimes against children? Oh, he would say, I'm not doing that. That's exactly what you're doing, because that is the fruit of the seeds that you're planting. Right? Here, check this out. I want you to see this. This is at a Methodist church, and you can't make this up.
From Ms. Pentecost?
I like your eyeshadow.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You like- by the way, Pentecost was the giving, the celebration of God giving the moral law on Mount Sinai, found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And this man dressed up as a woman in a church, with two children sitting right there with a hireling, an abomination, advocating the lifestyle of this man that's dressed as a woman, calling himself Mrs. Pentecost. Just so you can see for those that
like
are driving.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she'll let you borrow it. When you're older, when you're allowed to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, one of the things I think is great about Miss Pentecost is she reminds us that we follow a God who calls us to not conform to things of this world.
Okay, and the very things that he's talking about right now is found in Romans 12:2. We're not to be conformed to the world, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind by the Word of God. The Lord is telling us to come out from the very things that he is advocating for and condemning it. And that's what our laws do. And I want to make sure you get it before the end of this hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, folks, I'm happy to say, and I'm sad to say, we got my friend right now online on social media platforms, and I look down and I post quite often during the show and in between breaks just to stay in communication with people. He said, dude, you're the only one who calls them out. Well, I'm privileged by the Lord to be a faithful witness. Proverbs 14:25. A faithful witness delivers souls. And if it delivers the souls of the children, then praise God, and their physical beings from those that are making a prey of them, I'm doing my job. But I got a question. What makes me sad in putting this to a question to the people that are listening? Why is it that I'm the only one doing it on radio? Something wrong? I'm the guy that MSNBC came after twice, putting words into my mouth. The New York Times, I have them all over the walls. They're badges of honor, friends. City Pages is who is no more. They learn, touch not mine anointed. That's the Lord's business, not mine. Oh, my goodness, I got them all over the place. Calling me a liar and a bigot and a hater and all this other stuff. No, I knew they were zeroing in on the kids. Nobody can deny what I had to say now. Now you have a said president, Joe Biden, advocating for the very fruits of what we're seeing today concerning the children that have been made a prey in the face of what he's advocating for. And again, this isn't prevalent, but it's starting, and it's time for you to put it to a stop. If you don't want to put it to a stop, you might want to read Genesis 18 and 19 and understand that the Lord will judge what you fail to judge. And when that happens, you're going to wish that you took the time to do what he told you to do when you had the time to do it. How dare you sit back in the face of what's going on in your country? How dare you? I want to go back to this. This is what's happening in the church. It first starts with the church. But I want you to see this again. And it's only about it's less than a minute long. But I just want you to see the abomination that's taking place. And again, this needs to be stopped. This isn't a church. This is where they groom children. This is exactly what's happening.
Either of you have any questions for Ms. Pentecost?
I like her eyeshadow.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you like her eyeshadow. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, maybe she'll let you borrow it. When you're older, when you're allowed to wear makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're allowed to wear makeup, yeah. But they're allowed to see
a
man dressed up as a woman.
About Ms. Pentecost is she reminds us that we follow a God who calls us to not conform to things of this world. That we're supposed to be transformed.
This is heresy. This is wresting Scripture, perverting Scripture. He's inverting it. He's trying to give definition to it in a reprobate state, which doesn't fly. And this is the reason, friends, the church is being considered a reproach across the boards because of what the people are allowing to happen and take place in the church.
By the renewal of our minds. And that means that what I think today may have to change tomorrow if I continue to renew my mind. And it's so cool that
renew my mind by feeding on men that are dressed like women. This is what he's saying.
That calls us to continue to grow and continue to change into something new.
Continually
and
grow.
And to not be bound by the ways that the world confines us sometimes.
That's incredible. That's, to say the least, that's incredible. I showed you that this is all against the law. Excuse me. This is all against the law. Sorry about that, folks. I highlighted Joe Biden advocating for these crimes. I showed you the church. Where they're grooming children, perverting Scripture. This is inviting the justice of God upon yourselves. I've done shows where we named 87 politicians that were guilty of the crimes of pedophilia, crimes against their own family members, and I'm talking about their own children, crimes against innocent children, those that were a part of pedophile rings, so on and so forth. So if you want to know why this is happening, that's why this is happening. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, doesn't it? Yep, and it's exactly what's happening. I want to show you something now, and this is highly offensive, but you need to see it. This is a video that was released from an organization called Out Front. And I want you to, it's all beeped out, you'll get the gist of it, but I want you to see who they're using to push forth their agenda concerning that which is illegal in America. Check this out.
The Christian f***ing right?
Let's get a chair!
Preaching f***ed up hate!
Don't f***ing talk to me about
using kids to swear.
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo.
You hating.
You're gonna f***ing hate this.
You're f***ing anti-gay.
Put you in a motherfucking headlock.
Showing homosexuals making out, lesbians making out, using children, swearing at the camera, calling it blank hate.
What the
f***
is wrong with you?
This is the love they talk about, folks. Using little kids to say F8.
Oh my God.
This is a crime. Then they have two little boys kissing at the very end of the video. That's illegal, Americans. That's illegal. I just want to make sure everybody understands that this is illegal. What's been the fruit? Well, we got this on Fox News, just highlighted. Judge who headed Drag Queen Story Hour sponsor was arrested on child porn charges.
One day on the motorcycle.
Did you hear me? He was arrested on child porn charges. Wow. Look at their advocating, folks. Why? Because they're guilty of it. That's why. You want to see something that just transpired? Just came to the light, Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be hid. There's nothing that shall not be made known. It'll all be revealed in its time. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. But I want you to see this. This is brand new. Just on November 2nd, Americans, prominent New York trans activist arrested for allegedly. Of course, it's allegedly. Isn't it interesting when it comes to their political opposition, the CIA and their useful idiots? Isn't it interesting how they're guilty until proven innocent? But when it comes to those they're trying to protect or that which they're trying to advocate for, they're innocent until proven guilty. Prominent New York trans activist arrested for allegedly soliciting a minor. Oh, folks, a 14-year-old boy. 14-year-old boy. Look at this man that's dressed up as a woman. What is his end aim? It's what we've always said. It's the children. I want to remind you, for all of those throughout the United States, if this is in your books advocating this, this is felonious activity. These are felons. Many of them are repeat criminals, for those that didn't know. Have you had enough yet? It's all against the law. But they're pushing it like they're the victims. Are you tired of it yet? The apostate church and treasonous Joe illegally making a prey of Americans' children. America's children, forgive me. Anybody had enough of this yet? Well, I can tell you this, not everybody's turning their heads. And this is exactly why, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, this is exactly why, and people have every right under heaven to protect themselves of these that prey on their children. You have vigilante justice on the rise, and rightfully so. I got Steve calling from Minnesota. Steve, you got about 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Well, the thing that troubles me about the politicians when they start talking about abortion is they start saying they want to make exceptions because of rape or incest. And since when, if you walked into a church and shot a kid dead and said, well, his father was a rapist, his mother and father engaged in incest, that doesn't, who their right. parents are doesn't justify murdering anyone.
Yeah.
And as soon as they take that position, then they've lost in the entire argument of abortion.
Yeah, but this is the system that's been set up to show compassion and mercy to a people that are guilty of these crimes. Well, I was born that way. No, you weren't born that way. We were all born in iniquity. That's why the message is, you must be born again. And without Christ, this is what you're going to do. And if you're going to live that lifestyle, this is where you're going to end up, period. Justice will be done, Isaiah 26:9.
Well, and I grew up in a home with abusive parents, but I never, my mother never hired a hitman to kill me, at least. I mean, at least I had a chance to go on and do better in life. What it just breaks my heart when I think that because that baby's mother doesn't want him to exist, you got all these pro-abortion people that are just hate that baby, and they want it murdered before it's born for no other reason than because its mother wants to kill it. They decide to hate it too.
Yeah,
how abusive can you be?
Yeah, and what's interesting, Steve, and then the women jump into play and they say war against women as they're the ones guilty of killing the fruit of their choices. It's the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, abuse their children. But since when is it a woman's right to abuse their children?
That's right. That's right. Steve, got hour two coming up. Thank you for your call.
Yep.
Totally appreciate it, folks. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.